חוף סיף יוחס חובש שפוקקו בפקק של פישנין ליסטוין נקב שבדוישנו שמציעים בו יאי. It's a person has a jug of barrel and they made a stopper out of flax to close up a hole in the side of this jug. Shpilu says that what we're talking about over here is that they had a piece of wood which was a stopper and then they put this cloth around it to hold it tight into place. That those that permit to remove it on Shabbos and put it back in, even though you're going to squeeze it as you're putting it out and taking it and putting it back in, still it's permitted. I sleep this also. This opinion holds that your intent is not to squeeze. But it's definitely going to happen. There's a psikration. There's a psikration that you have no benefit from because the wine is going to just fall onto the ground. You have no use for it. In such a case, since it's lo nichale, this opinion says it's permitted. V'cholkolav v'amru de'afagav de'loy nichale kivim the psikration also. And those that disagree and they say that no, even though you're not interested in the liquid that's pouring out because it's going onto the floor, but still it is a drabonim because it is a psikration. The Megalim, those that were to be Megal, even more than the first opinion, and they were Megal to put the stopper in, even though the liquid would fall down in a place that he will collect it. So here's Reg Nichole, the handwork will be Matthew's obsecration of Nichole. Yesh Lavelem, Eschus, Shekiru, Shabal, Zavuka, Chutz, and Oiris, Ein Yad, Magas, and Oiris, Mutamid, Habe, Svok, Shish, Bobe, Zachiza. It's a habit, it's talking about you have a long stopper, and only at the end of it you have this cloth. And therefore, it's like a sponge that has a handle that we saw before. The opinions that say that even if it's a psikration, that which is absorbed into the sponge will come out of it, we treat it as just a bottle holding the liquids and it's permitted. But the Mechaba says, L'fishein ta'inuzu chazoka v'yish l'gamken, to permit this situation that we have over here, which is a psikration to nichle and it's mamish, the body can happen, it's not such a good heter. I tell you, l'hikir shaloy yehei, it's better to tell these people instead of relying that this is some type of spork that has a handle, just do it in a way that the liquids in the cloth are going to go to waste, and then it's a situation of lichale, and you also have a long handle, so you have two svaras to be matter then that what to rely on. Also, the poskim say this is only talking about by wine, that the only problem is squeezing out the liquid which is mepharic. And here we're saying that since it's like a sponge, it's not considered really absorbed, it's just considered held by this cloth. And there's no problem of mepharic removing something which was absorbed into it. But if the liquid here is water, then you have another problem of lavin, that you're cleaning off a piece of cloth. And in those cases, it won't be hetim. And the taz holds that also white wine has the same thing as water. Based on this also, the Mishnah Berurah says if a liquid falls onto a tablecloth and you have a pool of liquid and you want to use a spoon or something to remove the excess liquid, you have to be careful not to press. Because if you press, you're going to cause the liquid that's absorbed in it to come out. Liquid which is just sitting on top.